Welcome to the Hellraiser Report, where we dive into the news of the day from an optimistic, confident perspective so we can better see and appreciate the countless incredible opportunities that are falling into place at this point in history, even as the world seems to be plunging hopelessly into darkness. While that plunge is very real in many ways, it is anything but hopeless. Truth be told, the current crash of culture-strangling systems and institutions is bringing with it a wave of opportunity the likes of which few could have even imagined just a generation ago. Corporate-owned mouthpieces on the left and pessimistic whiners and ragers on the right tend to assume a certain trajectory for life and culture heading into the future, and that trajectory is, in a word, bad. We, on the other hand, should see the difficulties and challenges of this time not as a sign of inevitable perpetual decline into ever-increasing darkness and despair, but as a time of great change that can and will usher in an age of unprecedented liberty, prosperity, and beauty in the healthiest and best sense of each of those terms. As we roll from 2020 into 2021 and beyond, younger generations living now are going to have the chance to build vibrant, thriving lives, families, businesses, and culture on the rubble of the nightmare construct that is at this moment collapsing before our eyes. We'll be chronicling that collapse as we cover the news, of course, but with the aim of inspiring and equipping good people to do great things. While sadly there will be a lot of carnage to cover along the way, it's more important than ever for us to recognize and act on the amazing and often unprecedented positives that are coming into focus even as the storm rages around us. So my plan here is to do usually brief examinations of news of the day items in a way that hopefully helps us to see and appreciate the huge, thick silver lining at the center of the storm clouds looming overhead at any given moment. There are three things that I'll be aiming to highlight regularly through this approach to news analysis. Number one, rational, intelligent optimism. We're not going to be focused on baseless fantasy or speculation here, though we will be discussing some fantastic things, and there will be speculation, of course. I'm not into superstition and have no use for vague, fortune cookie-style versions of spirituality or dead, useless religion, however high and holy it might sound or seem at first glance. The basic idea is that we should be optimistic because of what we can actually know about reality as it really and truly is, in detail, rather than how we wish it was, what we imagine it to be, or what we hope it might one day become. We should seek out and tackle every detail of life because we know that those details are each very meaningful parts of a coherent whole that ultimately leads to good things. This approach leads us into point number two, which is calm, cool confidence. I don't want to be another shrill voice in the smoldering cultural wreckage, screeching about the New World Order or the Illuminati in a way that paints truly foolish and often downright incompetent bad guys as omnipotent supervillains destined to ultimately succeed in their dark and evil plans. I mean, have you seen Bill Gates' haircuts through the years? Have you listened to Joe Biden speak? I mean, come on, man. We should believe that the bad guys will lose because we know why they are losing and will continue to lose until they're done. It's not even hard to see how they're losing and are becoming increasingly desperate when you just take the time to notice what's going on in detail, which is why the bad guys and even a lot of confused good guys don't want you to take the time to even consider things from an optimistic perspective. Which leads us nicely into point number three, the dawning age of decentralization. This is one of the big reasons for intelligent optimism that we want to help others see, appreciate, and grab onto as fuel for the big win that is inevitably coming over the bad guys that seem to be on top of the world at the moment. So if all this sounds good to you, please subscribe, hit the notification bell, connect with us on the social media platforms linked below, and get ready to roll.